So when to take ginger and when not to take ginger, that's what we're going to talk about today. Ginger can be a powerful remedy for so many things. It's been around for thousands of years. It's been used on ships to prevent scurvy. Confucius, the Chinese philosopher, not just consumed it every day, but he consumed it every single meal. In the 14th century, a pound of ginger cost the same as buying an entire sheep. So it was very expensive. Ginger was one of the first spices to be exported from Southwest India. And ginger has very high antioxidant levels, only to be surpassed by pomegranate juice. Now, the benefits I'm going to tell you are based on a paper that looked at 190 articles on ginger. From that, 43 met high quality evidence. Ginger has many, many effects: antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory, anti-diabetic. There's anti-cancer properties, especially colorectal. It's also great for menstrual pain, arthritis, increasing HDL, as well as improving heartburn. But ginger's biggest effect that it's known for is its ability to get rid of feeling nauseous. So it creates an anti-nausea effect when you're pregnant, going through chemo, when you feel nauseous, when you're having a menstrual cycle, as well as after a surgery. I remember when I had my shoulder surgery, I came out of it and I felt very, very nauseous. So anytime you feel nauseous, think ginger. In fact, they compared vitamin B6 to ginger, and ginger was more effective than vitamin B6. There's some contraindications that you need to know about. In other words, if you're taking ginger and you have the following things I'm going to talk about, you need to stop taking it. If you're on warfarin or you're on some type of blood thinner or aspirin, because ginger helps you thin the blood. And if you're on a blood thinner and you're taking ginger, you're going to thin the blood even more. And also, if you have a bleeding disorder, I wouldn't take ginger. Now, ginger also inhibits insulin. So if you're taking insulin, you have to be careful because it's going to bring your blood sugars down. And of course, the next question is, if we compare medication to ginger, there's probably less side effects from ginger. And so why wouldn't you just want to take that? You can talk with your doctor about that. But I mean, it just fascinates me that when I was in practice, some people would take natural remedies, right, while they're taking certain medications. And the doctor get very, very upset because the natural remedies were interfering with the medications. Now, a couple of things about ginger. Ginger tends to lower your blood pressure. So if you're taking blood pressure medication, whether it's a beta blocker or a calcium channel blocker or a diuretic, apparently ginger can make your blood pressure go lower. So you might want to consult your doctor on that one point. And lastly, ginger stimulates the gallbladder. You might not want to take ginger if you have gallstones, especially if they're big.